So at the minute we're in Northern Ireland. We're spending 2 weeks here. We're doing some large events, the Donegal Lifeboat Festival, the Ulster Grand Prix. In between those events, we're doing some time visits, and this evening we're doing a meet and greet. So anyone who's in the process of joining the Irish Guards or thinking about joining the Irish Guards have come in and they're meeting guardsmen, lance corporals, and they're pretty much telling them about their experiences and giving them some advice as they go through the process.
About 60% of the Irish Guards are actually from Ireland as a whole. You're looking to increase that number?
Yeah, at the minute we spend most of our time in Northern Ireland, and we recruit from Northern Ireland, and we have a lot of people from Southern Ireland as well coming in, which is really good. Us being the Irish Guards as well, it says in the name we're Irish. We have a GAA team, which is absolutely fantastic at the minute. They play a lot of games on the mainland in England, and they also play in a local London league. They are training to go to New York in September, and they're going to play the New York Police Department and the New York Fire Department.
When you tell people that the Irish Guards are based in Hounslow, how do they react to that?
A lot of people find that quite positive because they want to have a bit of a change, but they still want to come home whenever they can come home, which is beneficial for us being Irish Guardsmen. Is we are literally 7 minutes away from Heathrow Airport, and that is from the front gate of our camp to the front gate of the terminal.
So what makes you unique as a regiment?
I think what makes us unique is we have a dual role. So people seem to believe that we are ceremonial soldiers. We're not ceremonial soldiers. We only do that as a small percentage. We are infantry frontline fighting soldiers as well. Over the next few months, as an example, we have an overseas exercise to Thailand. No one's ever been to Thailand before on exercise, what I'm led to believe. We've also got another company deploying to the Falklands. Then next year, we're back off to Belize for another battalion exercise. Last year we were in Belize, so at the minute we're sort of like jungle ninjas.
Belize and Thailand sounds amazing. Those are all the good points that you might be telling potential recruits about, but there must be a few downsides as well.
We've also got some PTIs here, physical training instructors, who are offering some advice on fitness, which seems to be a bit of a key talking point at the minute with joining the army.
Corporal Miles, you're the PTI with the Irish Guards. When the potential recruits come to you, what do you tell them about their fitness?
Well, basically, what I like to refer them to is the new app that's recently been released. It's a new Army Fit app, and I just refer them to that. Give them a walkthrough, talkthrough, show them, advise them to download it there in front of me so I can actually show them there and then.
Do you get many people that are sort of surprised by the level of fitness that's required?
We actually take them on a pre-assessment down here, and they don't actually realise the standard of fitness that they need to be at. And yeah, you do get a lot of shocks when you get down here.
What would be the main way for people to increase their fitness if they were keen to join up?
Just getting out in the evenings when you get a bit of free time, get out, train, get on the Army Fit app, and that'll take you through the training programme to get you ready for the Army. Keep them fighting fit.